So
okay, so we have form and I guess go ahead and take the roll, Colt.
Here, George Dalton.
Here.
Jess Desmond.
Here.
Aldine Kilbourne, not here at the moment, but on her way. Janet Richardson.
Here.
Julie Jones.
Here.
Erin Erickson. Do not see. I did reach out to her. Amy Stratman.
Here.
Jeremiah Cotter, I see you there.
Here.
And then I also have, it's like Mark is with us via Zoom. And then we have a guest here who I believe is going to speak during citizens' comments. Okay. You're welcome to state your name at that time. But we are at approval of regular meeting minutes.
Okay. Can I get anybody have any changes to the agenda or approve the agenda? Our regular meeting minutes, sorry, from January 7th, 2026.
Julie Jones moved to approve the meetings from January 6th meeting, the minutes.
Second.
Can I get a second?
Am I not on?
There you go.
Second.
Jess Desmond.
Jesse Desmond, second. That took a while. Okay.
I was caught off guard. So we've got the agenda, approval of agenda. Can I get a motion?
I believe that was for the minutes. And was there any objections? Did you ask for any objections?
I thought I did.
We just adopted the minutes, so we need to
approval of agenda.
But we still have to finish with the minutes because you did the minutes first.
I didn't hear any objection.
Approved.
We can move on.
Okay, move to approve the agenda for today.
Second.
February 4th. Thank you.
Okay, all in favor, aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? Okay, approval of agenda passes. And citizens' comments.
You are welcome to come. One of these microphones, you should hit. Can hit the little button with the person talking, and it should turn on. Let me see if I can move the camera so those on Zoom. Let's see. There you go.
Good evening. My name is Adia Cotter, C-O-T-T-E-R. I work over at the Morris Thompson Center. And I am a park ranger with the National Park Service. This summer, we will be doing some programming for the semi-quincentennial, the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. And we are very interested in, one, using the Clay Street Cemetery as part of that programming. So I want to check in about that. And then also, we're working with Explore Fairbanks to put together a calendar of events for things that celebrate America 250 for the summer. And so we want to be sure that if you are planning anything, that we know about it so we can put it on that calendar. Do I have 3 minutes or as long as I want?
I think you have as long as you want. I know we do that for council meetings, but even if the time buzzed, someone I'm sure would grant you.
I'm used to the school board meetings where I have to talk really fast. You know, the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence is an important milestone. It's an important thing to commemorate, but it's a little bit weird for Alaska because it happened way before Alaska became a state, and you know, we weren't part of the Revolutionary War. So we are trying to focus our programming more on the notion of the people in this community coming together toward common causes and making our community a better place for the next 250 years. And so the Clay Street Cemetery is an excellent example of community, past community. We've used that in the past as part of a teacher training for school district teachers. Using it for teaching about place. And so what we would like to do this summer is take what we did for the teacher training and turn it into a virtual history tour, kind of like the Borough Parks and Rec Trails Challenge, where, you know, you hike trails and then you, like, check in. And so we're looking at maybe developing some history trails, one being from the Morris Thompson Center to the Clay Street Cemetery, the other one being from the Morris Thompson Center to Pioneer Park, focusing on the historic resources that make our community interesting and important. From here to Pioneer Park, there's quite a few properties on the National Register of Historic Places. So we would focus on those going in that direction. But then from the Morris Thompson Center to the Clay Street Cemetery, cemetery being on the register, we would just kind of interpret Fairbanks history and the things that make our community special. And then in the cemetery, what we did for the teacher training is we pick different people who are interred there and talk about how they contributed to the community. So, you know, it's a super exciting and I think really interesting thing for the public and visitors. I just want to make sure though that you're okay with us directing, you know, more people to a place that doesn't get a lot of visitation. I want to be sensitive to the fact that people come here from other places, other countries, may not know the protocol for walking around a cemetery. And, you know, we just want to make sure that we're not, unintentionally causing harm. So I'd like to hear your thoughts on that. And then also, if you are planning anything or you would like a partner to plan things, we are very interested in doing history, you know, programming for the summer. So I wanted to invite you to share information about that. And then again, if you have things that you would like to put on the calendar, let us know so we can get those on the calendar.
If we want to coordinate, can we get your contact information?
Yep. Okay. Yeah, I'll leave my card here on the table.
Okay. I think it's a great idea, but do you want to do it every year?
Oh, yeah, I left something out. Sure. Explore Fairbanks is an investing in this experience app where you input all the information and the app tells you like where to go. And so in theory, as long as that app exists, people can access that at any time. You know, this is a self-guided thing. It's not me walking with them. So it's in that app. And then,
I thought you were going to lead us on a tour.
Well, I mean, maybe, but the bulk of the activity would be on this app. And then, you know, I'm not the hugest fan of like a brochure because people throw them away and, you know, you got to update them and whatnot. But at least for this summer, because not everybody likes technology, you know, we probably will develop something like in paper copy as well, just because we want it to be accessible to as many people as possible.
This is Julie Jones. I have a question.
Yep.
I'm sorry. Remind me of your name.
Sure. Adia. A-D-I-A. Cotter.
Adia. Now, I know that there was the 250, America 250 meeting last week. I think someone was talking about the baseball game they're trying to do. But, are you the person that Scott McRae was telling me somebody's trying to start a local group to see what everyone's doing? Adia, are you the one who approached them about that?
Yeah, Scott and I had a conversation about doing that to make sure that, you know, we're not scheduling over each other and that Explore Fairbanks can put all those things on their calendar. The baseball game is coordinated by Katie Ringsmith in, you know, Juneau, and that's like a whole separate thing, but yes, Scott and I were working on that.
I work at Festival Fairbanks, mm-hmm. and we had asked to be part of that group, so I'm mm-hmm. glad to see you here at Clay Street. My opinion as a Clay Street Cemetery Commissioner is, you know, we actively encourage people to come to the cemetery. This group is working very hard to make visiting the cemetery a very enriching experience, and they host several, mm-hmm. Some of our members host several tours every year.
Yeah.
And so It would be nice to know more about this app. And, of course, we can get in touch with Explore Fairbanks to see if we can help enhance the experience app that they're putting together. But I myself, either representing Clay Street and Festival Fairbanks, would like to be involved with the America 250 committee. Because I think it's important for us to, like you were saying, try to coordinate whatever anybody mm-hmm. is doing, whether it be the borough or different groups of people from fraternal organizations, to have an entire list of experiences to have during the entire year going forward in celebration of the 250, which will be nationally focused on July. The 4th of July, probably, right?
Yeah. The state plans on celebrating this through like 2030. we plan on celebrating this through maybe the end of 2026. The other thing I'll mention is that on August 2nd, which is technically the date that the Declaration of Independence was ratified, we'll be hosting an event behind the Morris Thompson Center, kind of like the culmination of things that we're doing. Don't have any of the logistics planned out for that. Just pick the date. But we're looking again, it to be very community focused, encouraging people to think about how we've come to be this community and going forward, what we want our community to be. And so we're hoping to have some music, poetry readings, you know, that kind of thing. A share fair of community organizations that are impactful and beneficial to our community. And then some, you know, family-friendly activities. There's all that space back there. So we're working with the borough to figure out what we need to do to plan an event back there. I've been talking to you know, the borough mayor, the city mayor, the different commissions and whatnot, just thinking of anybody that there's an intersection here of community and history. So, you know, I'm just making my rounds around to all the interested, what I think could be the interested parties to get the word out that we're doing this, and then encourage you to get in touch if there's something that you'd like to partner on, because there are a lot of intersections, you know, with all these groups here in town.
Mm-hmm. Right. This is Julie again. Can you share with the clerk, and then they will share with us your, you gave a card there. So
yeah,
I'm hoping that, Colt, you can share the information. And, I'm also part of the downtown implementation group. Mm-hmm. And that has a lot of these players that mm-hmm. are doing events and hosting things around town. So I would like to invite you to that as great. Well, to share with that group.
Okay.
So,
okay, great.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'll put my business card on the table right here. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Thank you. Sorry to be late.
Oh, that's fine.
I don't have an agenda. What do we have next?
We're on communications to the commission.
Oh, okay. Okay. Are you running this, Janet?
Oh, I was, but you're free to take over if you'd like.
All right. So I want to have us set a date for events and public relations for May for cleanup at the cemetery. Because I want to be sure that Jeremiah has that on his radar, on his calendar. Yes.
Can it not be May 16th?
I don't know. I don't have.
I have a bodybuilding show on May 16th.
The deal is we have to okay. we have to do it the Saturday, at least the Saturday before Memorial Day weekend. It has to be ready for Memorial Day weekend.
Okay.
Because they put out all the flags and they have the event there and whatnot. So I don't know what the date is. So where's my
calendar's up on the screen here.
I can't even see it. Sorry, everybody else can't. I'm hunting for my phone.
See if I can get this.
Is this a calendar for now?
I don't know.
Yeah, it's 26.
Okay. So the Saturday before Memorial Day would be the 23rd.
Yeah, so.
So that's Memorial Day weekend.
And that's also the last week of school, so
the 16th.
We usually do it the weekend before the weekend of Memorial Day.
Yeah. And then Jeremiah makes sure, or Public Works makes sure that if they can get in there, that they clean up as much as they can.
Get all the leaves up.
But the 16th is that Saturday. Sorry.
Okay. I know. For me, May is never good either.
It's never good. I mean, it just isn't. It's like, excuse me, I want to be in my yard and getting my plants in the ground. You know, it's like, it's very frustrating.
That's right. We're all wanting to do that stuff.
I mean,
Mother's Day, and then we have the last day of school, which parents and volunteers, they're not going to stick around, you know.
Yeah. I mean, it's just, but I don't know what else to do because I have seen snow on the 8th of May. Eight inches. I have a picture on my back porch.
I do too.
What's that? I don't know what year it was at this point, but it was like, oh my gosh, how can this be? And so, I mean, it needs to be as late as possible, but we have to do it before Memorial Day weekend, which is the 23rd. So I don't know what else to suggest.
You mean the 16th, Aldine? The 16th. May 16th.
Yes, as cleanup day.
Fine with me.
Can you set the time, please?
Always we start at 9 in the morning.
Great.
So, Colt, if you can actually get that on the website, you know, that because last year we had the people from the Masons, and who else did we have, Janet?
I don't know. I remember the Masons coming and just us.
And I know the mayor came and helped, although he didn't clean up all of this stuff. But
no, he didn't.
and the same thing, that maybe we can get some help from the guys at Eielson later.
I can reach out to the Masons again, too.
Okay, and you know, any group that could come out there and just help clean up their section would be awesome. I mean, they could do it before that Saturday, but the reason we do that Saturday is because, again, Julie works, Amy works. We need to, at least, we're the ones that are there. So,
and I'll get the pioneers. It seems like they've kind of stuck to Birch Hill and kind of forgot about the original Pioneer Cemetery. So I'll talk to the women's current Pioneer president, maybe George, if you could talk to the men's.
Yeah, I will, but they usually have the cleanups the same day, so that's why not many pioneers. But I'm on a commission, so, and I'm going to pioneer both. But
is it possible that any of these groups, I mean, even the Masons, if they could come and clean and edge their particular markers, and it could be the week before, you know, during the week before.
Yeah, anytime.
I think now's a great time to start sending emails or letters to these organizations, even Catholics or, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Why not?
I plan on asking my Rotary group to help out. And so maybe we can show up like the weekend before or something, because I'd hate to ask him to go clean up this thing and then not be able to attend myself.
Well, and again, as long as if the weather's great, it's not a problem at all. It makes it a lot easier, as Public Works will attest to, if they don't have snow and it's dry. And I mean, it just makes a big difference, but there's no guarantees.
I was like, man, I sure hope it, I think we're going to have an earlier spring this year.
We'll hope.
But, you know, I always hope for that.
So it sounds like.
And Julie, your Elks person has said several times they wanted to come out and do something.
Yeah. I'll reach out to them.
You know, anytime any of those organizations who have sections out there could come and edge markers or, you know, stuff like that.
Okay, well, so that's my one thing. Anything else that somebody wants to do about events and public relations?
I'm putting it on the event calendar right now for Festival Fairbanks. So I wanted to ask, I mean, of course, we just want them to show up. I'm putting in the verbiage that there will be someone there from the Clay Street Cemetery Commission to help coordinate people. But Aldine, you often say to bring trash cans or trash bags or
right.
something
trash
like that.
Trash cans especially. Generally speaking, Public Works will have, in the shed, will have the big black plastic bags. The hassle is we don't have enough garbage cans to put them into because it makes it so much easier to pick up the leaves and the grass and dump them into those garbage cans. Because we only have, I think, two or three.
Yeah. Should we tell people that they can contact a city clerk's office or just tell them to show up, Colt?
Last year, I recall what we did was I put an event on the city website and I did an event on Facebook. And I know mm-hmm. there's a couple of you who are pretty dedicated on keeping tabs on that. If I recall, I've had posts in the past where some of you have responded to folks who've asked questions.
So
I'll direct any questions to you. If any questions come to our end, I can pass it along.
Yeah, I mean, it's okay to call
but
me.
As far as publishing a contact number or a contact email.
You can use the email that we send things to. It's when I send the agenda stuff, it goes. What we publicly have posted on the website for the Clay Street Commission is, I think it's just Clay Street Cemetery at Fairbanks, U.S. Let me find it real quick. Clay Street.
Is that .gov now or .us? Did they change that to a .gov?
Would be a
.gov. Cemetery at Fairbanks. .gov. Okay. That sounds good.
Yeah, so Clay Street Cemetery Commission at Fairbanks.gov. Or they can just do city clerk at Fairbanks.gov. Either one.
Sorry, is the word street ST or STREET?
Yeah, full verbatim. Clay Street Cemetery Commission at Fairbanks.gov.
Thank you.
Anybody else have? Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so my Rotary group, I'm with the Sunrisers Rotary. They asked if anyone wants to speak about the Clay Street Cemetery as a guest speaker, which could probably garner some extra help because we always look for community service projects and stuff. And I thought I'd ask if anyone wants to do it.
So what are you looking for dates specifically?
Our meetings are every Friday at 7 in the morning.
Right.
And we meet over at the Roundup Steakhouse. I have all of April available on the calendar.
I mean, I'd be willing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could.
I have to be there at 7 a.m.?
Yes, it starts at, yeah.
Yeah,
it starts. Janet, will you be back in April?
As far as I know, I will be. So.
Well, I would go ahead and say, I have several things in April that I'm already committed to, but I would say if it's the later part of April, I can do it.
17th or 24th would be the last two Fridays.
I would say
at
the 24th.
At that time of
24th.
Day, yeah, I'm available any Friday. So,
I would say the 24th.
Okay, and I'll double check on that.
And then double check that you can, yeah.
Yeah.
How long do you do a program for, 30 minutes?
Usually it's about 30 minutes, and that gives you time to answer questions.
Do you have?
We have a little bit of club business right at the beginning, like 5 or 10 minutes, and our group asks a lot of questions.
Do you have the ability to do like a slideshow or?
Oh, yeah. We have a smart TV with a laptop that's plugged in. So if you have like a flash drive with PowerPoint
on PowerPoint. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Then we're totally good to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. We can do that. Yeah. Okay.
Either alone or together. Or
yeah.
Whoever. We could, yeah.
Yeah. The 24th. Okay.
Yeah.
We had talked about at a previous meeting about making sure you capitalize on opportunities like that for donations. Like I don't really know the mechanism. It's not like running a little nonprofit. You can throw out a Venmo code or something like that, or Cash App, you know, scan and make a donation. But between now and then, it probably would be good to make sure we've got some way for folks to make a donation if they feel so inclined when you're going to these type
of
things.
If it's too complicated, maybe they'll not do it.
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the biggest thing, though, is just to say, you know, any time that you want to make a donation for an ancestor or you want to help out with the cemetery because we continue to need money to buy markers, all you got to do is send a check to Clay Street Cemetery Commission, care of City of Fairbanks.
There should be something listed on the city website for that, you know. I mean, that's something that clearly states, you know, we're looking for help cleaning up the cemetery on these dates specifically, and that way we don't have random people out there. And then if you want to make a donation, like, here's a way to do it.
When it gets closer, if you want, we can make a simple little quarter page flyer and have a small stack of those.
Okay. Looking at the financial update, so if you go to the back, so we have our Clay Street Cemetery, the bed tax donation of $11,876, which is greatly appreciated. There's the $350 from the Wilcox family for what you've been handling.
From Frank Anderson's headstone.
Yeah. And then the rack cards. Here are the rack cards. We have 2,000 of them. Sorry, I was late bringing.
Did you show it?
And I was going to give, George is going to take them to the Pioneer Museum. I don't. We take them normally to.
Oh, I saw the mock-ups.
Let me take the whole brick.
Yes. Do you want two or just one?
That one's probably good.
Do you want one here?
Sure.
Okay.
Just leave it there. I'll come grab it at the end.
Anyway, I mean, I think it turned out nicely. You'll stand out on the rack cards here at Morris Thompson. Let's see, anything else there? Unfinished business, the monuments order. Julie, have you heard anything about the one that we sent in this fall?
We're on our last round of approvals, and I did look at it. It looked good, Janet. And so she's going to go ahead and send out the last the copy of what we had processed as approved. If you need, do you want me to send fresh copies to you by email, Janet, so they're all together in one place, all the correct ones?
Sure.
And then you can, she's going to distribute it to you and Amy Aldean.
Okay.
So you can just double check it before we say our final approval. Because we just have, we've approved three of them already. So there's no going back, actually. But I have one more to approve before they put the whole order through. So we'd have that one last chance to make some comments. And so we'll be after this meeting, then we would like both Amy and Aldean to respond as soon as possible so that we can say yes to the final order. Okay.
All right. Sounds like a deal. The new marker for Frank Anderson. You want to talk about that, please?
Sure. I sent Wanda a mock-up of the Frank Anderson new marker, and she told me what to put on the donated byline. But she was debating with me the spelling still of his original name and Anderson with an E or an O. So we're still
it's
not
an E.
done. Yes, I agree. So we're still not done, so I'm waiting for another email from her to approve the final mock-up.
And we do have Mark on Zoom here. I don't know if you saw that, Aldean.
No.
But he is here, and he's they wanted to say anything else.
Okay. Yeah, her last email, Wanda's last email to me said what they wanted on it, and then I didn't write back yet. That was only a couple days ago, so.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So we'll finish that up.
Okay.
Oh, that's fine. I just saw it on the agenda, so I thought I'd watch here. But yeah, you and Wanda are taking care of everything, and that's fine with me.
Sure. And
sure.
Then by the next meeting, we'll have it all squared away and probably ordered.
Okay, super.
Okay. New business, unless you added something to the agenda. Janet, did you add something?
No, I didn't.
All right, so we're to new business. Anybody?
No.
Okay, open agenda. I have an item I want to talk about. Jessica sent me her family genealogy. She's getting stuck. I'm sort of getting stuck, but I have found a few things, including a lady that gave me quite a bit of history about the town and what it used to be named and whatnot. I was in such a rush leaving today at 2 o'clock that I never grabbed it. So I'll try and send you it as an email. But
used to be named?
Well, the town, okay. You see, the town, because of various war things that happened over different times, it's changed its name slightly.
Okay.
And so the name you have is accurate right now, but where she went back to and about, there's several people with that same last name there. And okay. There is a website that I found that you might want to put just some feelers out, and I'll give you that information too.
Okay, cool.
What I'm hoping is that I might get some help from Bobby at Bobby's.
Oh.
Have you had tried that?
Yeah, we're from more like this region, and he's like from this region.
Okay,
or something.
All right.
Yeah.
That's why I just wanted, because trying to read Greek, even though you can put it into Google or the other translations, it doesn't always come out like it ought to.
Yeah, if it's something kind of Cyrillic like that, I can't do it. I can do a little bit of Latin. I picked up Romanian when I was doing my thesis. You know, like I can do a little
bit. But anyway,
bit of
it's very interesting. And it just, it's,
yeah, it's great.
So I just wanted to comment about that. Anybody else?
I guess
open agenda.
Which town? I don't. Sometimes there's like a bunch of different towns that get listed, and it's like a region, and then there's, I don't know, different ports they left from. I don't know. Like, my grandpa wasn't really sure a whole bunch about it because, like, they moved up here when he was in his teens or something, and he thought his dad died years before he actually died, which is...
So your great-grandpa was from Greece.
Yeah, my great-grandfather was from Greece.
So, anyway, it's very interesting what you sent me.
As the family rumors happened, like, his brake lines were cut, and there was a bag of money with him, and it wasn't there. You know,
I keep looking and digging in the newspapers there because I keep wondering if there isn't something about it.
It's
not just a newspapers.com, and because there's other ways you can go to when you know where the town is or the city,
yeah.
You can go, you can find other sources that.
Well, and his brother changed his name, his last name, to Margell, which is noted on the, like, a World War II draft registration
right.
slip. And then his son is Margalos, right, which I'm guessing is, like, son of Margell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I actually have I found a wedding photo of his son, and then it'd be my great-grandfather's brother is in that picture. And I was like, oh, my gosh, it looks like my uncle.
Well, see, because I ran across some place that has pictures, and I was going to send that to you, too. I just have been swamped this last week, but I'm...
Yeah, so it's just crazy, because one changed her last name to Desmond, the other one changed the last name to Margell, and it's...
It's hard, yeah.
It's crazy. But what's interesting is I found out that Nick Margell owns... There's this hostel that's downtown Seattle called the Green Tortoise, and I've stayed there before. And apparently he used to own that place when it was called the Forest Hotel. And I was like, get out of town. That's crazy.
Oh, how interesting. But that's the reason that genealogy is so fascinating.
Yeah.
So, Anybody else? Open agenda.
I've got two things.
Yes.
First off, Danny, City Clerk Snyder, does a quarterly clerk's report to the City Council and the Mayor. And she always, at the end, likes to throw in just some random piece, whether it's history or things that the council might not know about operations of the city. I mean, they should know everything, right? But she had just sent me a screenshot earlier today that for her spotlight at the end of her report, she just threw in a paragraph about the commission, kind of its history when it was formed and its purpose and what you guys do, and referenced the hundreds of headstones that have been placed since over the years. So that was just a neat for her to include that. I will actually probably leave a copy of each of these rat cards for each council member so that they can see that and share it. Just be aware. And the other thing is just a thank you to Janet. We got some assistance from her. We have a number of mayors on the wall of city mayors that do not have photos.
Right.
I think six, maybe.
Yes.
Or there were six. Now there's five. There were seven. Now it's, anyways, there's one less. Jesse Bryant is, I did see a record of him in Find a Grave when I was looking at the list of mayors and realized, well, hey, maybe there is something available. And she did. She did get a copy of a photo from the Pioneers and the Pioneer Museum. And we were going to put that on the wall. It's super pixelated. It's really low res, you know, very small. Mm-hmm. We were going to go ahead and post that as is. I did dabble and see, can you use AI to kind of clean up an old image? And you can, but it's not like, it's just using guesswork to fill in the details, you know? And so we did that. We were going to do the regular one. And the mayor was like, nah, I don't really like it. It looks poor. Go ahead and use the AI generated version. And then I typed out a little disclaimer saying, you know, original photo, you know, enhanced using such and such tools, and put the day or the month and year. So anyways, when you walk out, Jesse Bryant from, I think, 1930, 31, something in that range. But thank you, Janet, for your help. She provided a lot of other info on some other of the mayors that we don't have photos for.
So if you gave, we had someone come to genealogy, make a presentation, and he took pictures that were damaged and made them real. I'm not kidding. I mean, I think we all thought that Tom was just like amazing. And I'd be willing to take a flash drive with the picture and let him just work with it. He's amazing what he can do.
Yeah, Janet's got that file. I've got the file, Janet, too.
Janet, do you have Tom's email?
Probably, yeah.
Because I'd pay for it, if nothing else, just to get the picture. If he could do something with it.
Yeah, because I got the digital photo from the Pioneer Museum. So, yeah, I could send him that.
I mean, it's worth a try, at least. Yeah. I mean, it's just amazing what he can do. I mean, the program was, I think we all just had our mouths open. It was like, really? You could fix that picture? So,
yeah. Without AI.
Without AI. I mean, he just does it himself. He's a great photographer.
That's cool.
Well, anyway, that's pretty cool, Janet, because I've looked and looked and looked trying to find a picture of any of those people out there.
Right. I'm always on the hunt, too.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, he was the only one. A couple of them were also members of Pioneers, but there were no photos. And just found out a lot about them. Two of them, the past mayors, were brothers. And then one, I think his initials were, you guys had the initials wrong up on the board. So yeah.
Well, maybe when we have nothing better. About them. Yeah, maybe if there's nothing better to be done, is at some point we could actually do a booklet about them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, remember a couple years ago in our genealogical society, I redid all the mayor's names that the city had listed.
I don't know
if you remember that.
Right, I remember that because you did a program.
I filled
on
in
that.
All the blanks.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking, you know, like something that would be actually historical, something that
right.
we could.
That's a good idea. You know. I like that.
Anyway. All right. Anything else for open agenda? Moving on, the next meeting date is March 4th. What was the deal with Erica? Was she able to not come this time?
Karen,
Erickson, sorry.
I did reach out to her, and I believe I got a response. Let me.
I thought she moved to Arizona for the winter.
Mm-hmm. She was in Fairbanks the last meeting, and she forgot to come to get online because she was finishing with whoever was putting in her insulation around the windows or the doors.
She said that she would attend by phone tonight. She apologized for last month. She's doing okay. Had a medical issue, was out of town for the November meeting. Time difference threw her off. Planned participating by phone for the December meeting, but the workmen came late to do weather stripping for the garage. I lost track of time. February will be in Arizona again. We'll attend by phone. Please send the December minutes when they're typed up. Thank you. So I sent her the meeting minutes for December.
Okay.
And said, hope to see you, or hear you virtually in February. So have not heard anything
Not heard.
Else.
Okay. I just want to know. Anyway, so March 4th. Is there anybody not able to come on March 4th? Hearing no other comments, I'm going to adjourn the meeting. Thank you. All right.